Does it again. He is our Tariff King. America first. America first. America first. Hey there, patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day and enjoying the show and you're not letting anything worry you at all. Just trust the plan and trust President Trump. He's a genius. He's a genius. And he's going to make America great again, no doubt about it. So I just hope you guys are really just chilling and enjoying. So I see you guys over on the chat. I'm glad you're here with me. I'm Melissa. Red Pill the World. For those of you who are new, we look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing is literally biblical. What we're experiencing is literally in Revelation chapter 18. We're going to get to that. And we just actually studied that this past Saturday. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is happening right now. All of these who have abused humanity for so long, their whole empire is coming down around their ears. Very, very exciting. This is our website, freedomforce.live. This is actually the end times page, freedomforce.live/endtimes. We look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing is biblical. This is the end of the criminal cabal and 1,000 years of peace for us. So I have a couple of videos on there. You can check out the books. You can get them for $2.99 on Amazon, but it's really, really great news. And you can also see right over here on the videos, you can check out some of the live streams that we've done to study end times, because it makes perfectly good sense to us now. We see our enemy is the cabal, this New World Order cabal, criminal mafia, and we're bringing them down one piece at a time. We're going to talk about that too, as far as when arrests will happen. All right, so don't forget, hit the button. You know, guys, do it right now, because you know we'll get busy. Like and share and subscribe always. And I'm sure your bell is rung or you wouldn't be here. But if you missed it, make sure your bell is rung so that you can be notified when we have a video going on live. All right, so let's get started. President Trump said, this was what he posted yesterday, and he said that yesterday, which was Sunday, that China issued retaliatory tariffs at 34%, which I'm sure you guys are following my social media, so you already know that, on top of their existing tariffs. Now, the thing was that President Trump put tariffs on them, and this was their response. The crazy thing is everybody else in the whole world is coming into line. I'm going to talk about that too. 70 countries. Bessent was talking about this. 70 countries are coming into line. What is wrong with you, China? And why do you think that we need you so bad that we're going to let you, railroad us? Why do you think that? Why? They clearly think that we're going to let them continue to rule over us, but that's not the case. It says China issued retaliatory tariffs at 34% on top of their already record-setting tariffs, non-monetary tariffs, illegal subsidization of companies, and massive long-term currency manipulation, despite my warning that any country that retaliates against the U.S. by issuing additional tariffs above and beyond their existing long-term tariff abuse of our nation will be immediately met with new and substantially higher tariffs over and above those initially set. Does President Trump say something and not follow through? He's not like one of those maddening parents who just, threatens a child with a spanking and doesn't follow through. Oh, no, he does. He does make, he follows through and he takes care of business. Therefore, this is what he warned yesterday. If China does not withdraw its 34% increase above their already long-term trading abuses by tomorrow, April 8th, which is today, which was already passed, the U.S. will impose additional tariffs on China of 50% effective April 9th. Additionally, all talks with China concerning their negotiated, the requested meetings with us will be terminated. No talkie-talkie. We're not talking about it. That's the way I'm very much like that. I am. When I dig my heels in, I'm just like, this is what it is, and don't ask me to back off of this, you know. And this is what how President Trump is playing. And he says, thank you for your attention to this matter. All right. We'll see. And so today came and went, and did they remove their 34%? No, they did not. And I'll show you what President Trump did. So along with that, I'm going to get to that in a second, but he is getting with all these other countries to get all these things resolved. That's amazing. And say, okay, let's work out all the details about how we're going to have fair trade. We're going to make sure that this is done, you know, reciprocally, where everything is done fairly. He says, I just had a great call with acting president of South Korea. We talked about their tremendous unsustainable surplus, their tariffs, their shipbuilding, large-scale purchase of U.S. LNG, their joint venture in an Alaska pipeline, and payment for the big-time military protection we provide to South Korea. So while they're talking and resolving the tariff issue, he talks about all the other issues that they have and sorts it all out in one big negotiation. And who... Can you imagine Biden doing any of this? Not possible. So this is what's so great about President Trump. He's a genius. And so he's very adept at all of the details, all of the facts, and is the commander-in-chief, but he's also the negotiator-in-chief. He wrote the art of the deal. So this is exactly what he's doing. So he was working to sort out all these things with South Korea. So not only South Korea, but also like 70 countries, and they're all in line waiting, and literally they're just like, we don't even know how we're going to get all this stuff done because they've got so many people to get with and to sort out. The only holdout is China. And you tell me in the chat, what is it, China? Why do you think that we need you? Do we need, am I missing something? They're just so desperate, you know, and really, okay, so let's just say you're a vacuum cleaner salesman and you're, you know, going knocking on doors to see if someone will buy a vacuum. You're not, why would you threaten the people who you're trying to sell the vacuum to? I don't get it. Why they're thinking that it's like Guido with the brass knuckles. It's like, we're going to threaten you that you have to buy from us and you have to pay these exorbitant tariffs and all these things and we're not, you know, going to play fair or what? Or what? Am I missing something? I don't know. You know, you're gonna have a tactile war with us over it. Do you think that's gonna help? So you're gonna force us to buy from you at the point of a gun, like a mafia, because that's really who they are. Now, again, this is not obviously the nice people of China, like that guy, President Trump. Don't trust China. China's an asshole. Gets me every time. Yeah, so it's not the people, it's the CCP, which is the New World Order. Okay, that's who he's up against. He's bringing down their whole regime. So this was something that I have this on here on purpose. This page doesn't exist. What was there before? What was there before? So it was deleted. Okay, this was a post, and it got deleted. This is what it was, and I know this. This is the tiger, but bottom line, they on the Chinese embassy in the U.S. they posted at Real Donald Trump. Okay, they didn't have the tiger on there, but why would they do that? They're poking the bear, you know. They're trying to, you know, play tough. It just didn't work, and so yeah, that was probably not the best course of action. It's just stupid. And I posted, like, are they on drugs or are they stupid or what is their problem? You know, why were they thinking that this would work? You know, they're acting like a spoiled child. And they've just been mistreating us for so long, they just cannot imagine that they can't steal from us anymore. All right, so it's over, CCP. It's over, New World Order. All right, so this dude decides he's going to be tough. You're not going to believe, if you haven't seen this already, you're not going to believe what he says. I mean, he's talking to, whatever happened, the customer's always right. They're literally, you know, threatening their customer, which is the United States. And let me just tell you, dude, whatever your name is, dude, we have 70 other countries who are begging to sell us stuff and pay the tariffs. They want to be part of the U.S. market. They want to sell things into our market. And I just don't think that we need you. I don't think we need you. But check this out. This is unreal.
将奉陪到底，中国人不惹事，也不怕事。施压、威胁和讹诈，不是同中方打交道的正确方式。中方必将采取必要措施，坚决维护自身正当合法权益。
You're gonna take necessary measures to safeguard your rights and your interests. Now, okay, so I will say I do understand that they do have a lot of investments in America, okay, and they do have. You know, from what I understand, they have had rights to our power grids. That, I mean, they do have, they've come in and they've taken farmland and done a lot of different things. Okay, so they do hold some cards. But this didn't start yesterday. When the tariff started on April 2nd was not the first time that President Trump knew he was going to do this. He's been talking about this for like 40 years. And so he has been setting everything in place so that whatever thing that they do, whether it's their warships, whether it's the power grid, whether it's you name it, that they don't have the ability to do anything with, you know, to us. So that's I think that they have, if they think about it, I'm sure been having meetings. They realize it's checkmate in this global worldwide chess match. Check this out. Can you imagine them talking to us this way? When they're wanting us to buy from them.
如果美方置两国和国际社会的利益于不顾，执意打关税战、贸易战，中方必将奉陪到底。我想美方的所作所为没有体现出想要认真对话的意愿。
Okay, so we're the ones who are not interested in sincere dialogue. We're the ones who've been, you took 90,000 of our factories and since whatever, 1972 or some crazy, you know, since it's the Clinton era, since NAFTA. And now we're the ones who are not being reasonable. Yeah. So, of course, this guy he's just an operative of the CCP. He's not a free agent. He's over here just speaking the words, whatever they tell him to say. So I don't know how on board he is with them, you know, but he's in a higher position. But over there, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. These people are, you know, held in tight check. Anyway, so check this one more thing.
美方如果真的想谈，就应该拿出平等、尊重、互惠的态度。
Yes, and Marge Mosley's talking about slave labor. This is exactly what President Trump is resolving. And actually, Lutnick has talked about that. And other people have talked about that. This is the end of them using slave labor. And so what Bessent was talking about is that, look, we will buy from you, but we'll, you know, at the tariffs that we say, but we will not, you know, we'll bring, you know, allow you to bring your product into our market, but you'll pay a tariff. Just like when you go to the grocery store, you pay a tariff, basically, a tax when you go buy something. Same thing for them. They bring something in. They're going to have to pay a tariff to be able to participate in the U.S. market. But then, look, go ahead and make things for your own people. Their economy is going in the tank because they have had their people so poor. They've taken and taken and taken so much that their economic system does not make sense. It doesn't work. So look, build things for your own people and have, you know, and make money that way instead of trying to do it on the backs of the American people. Anyway, so this dude, the reason I'm putting myself over his face is because I have this new thing. Anyway, so I'm hoping to make some like TikTok videos. So I'm going to try to, it actually auto creates TikTok videos. And so I'm hoping to get it to make some of those for me. It's kind of weird. I'm testing out a new system. All right. But so this was the market basically in Hong Kong. And you know that they are freaking out. This is the market right now just going in the tank. And so it's the CCP. It's obviously not the people. It's not that guy who's like, China's an asshole, you know. Gets me every time. Hong Kong stock market was closed down 13.2%. Because everybody sees these people are not reasonable. Who are the ones who are not reasonable? It's the CCP, the Hong Kong, the Chinese. And again, not the regular people. The biggest one-day drop since 1997. Taiwan stocks plummet in biggest one-day drop in record. Circuit breakers triggered for TSMC Foxconn. So this is what's happening there. And they're in a situation where they're about to go bankrupt or, you know, in a depression. A literal depression, not just a recession, but a depression. And so now it's a matter of, you know, okay, you're going to have to change your ways of not just living on the backs of the American people. You've got to make your own products for your own people. All right, so this is what happened with these, Disclose put this out. The White House said, okay, if you're going to raise the tariffs on us 34%, let me tell you what we're going to do. Tit for tat. White House says 104% tariff on China will take effect Wednesday. There you go. There you go. You're going to pay the 104% tariff. Cha-ching. President Trump will not blink. He does not care. He does not give to whatevers. He's not going to play with these people. And we have 70 other countries that we can buy from. We do not need China. We do not need to buy from them. Now, again, you know, they have a lot of different chips to play, but I just don't think that would be smart for them. And I want you to see what he said. Also, he says they don't know what to do. I'll show you the post where about that. Okay, so this is where, and I don't remember this guy's name, unfortunately, but he says that they've got so many negotiations, they don't even know who to start with. It's that big of a deal. Check this out.
Right now, we're managing a massive number of requests for negotiations. It's actually logistically quite challenging just to go through them. It's something that I've been spending a lot of the time this morning doing because at NSC and NEC, what we have to do is prioritize the meetings for the president. And there are so many to go through that, you know, we're actually getting ready to present a plan for him on, you know, who and when. But yeah, he obviously prioritizes two of our closest allies and trading partners, Japan and Korea. And the word out of those conversations was really positive, and positive really for American workers, American farmers. There are a heck of a lot of concessions on the table. In the end, the president, of course, is going to be the one who decides whether the deal is good enough to change his mind about the tariffs.
So, do you hear that background noise in D.C.? Have you ever been to D.C.? It is constant up there. We stayed in a place just north of the White House that was near a hospital, and I was just shocked at how, because we live out in the country, and we're like, you know, it's quiet here. It's so quiet. You never hear, I mean, very, very rarely do you hear, you know, sirens at all, but it was constant. I'm like, how can they rest around here? How can they sleep? It's just constant. And I just wonder if once things are settled down, if we're not going to hear, it's like D.C. is always in an emergency situation. It's just always 911 around there. But anyway, yeah, so I love this guy. I can't remember his name right now, but he's working so hard to make sure to get all these meetings done so that we get, you know, all these negotiations sorted out. So great. Now, here is Secretary of Treasury Bessent. He's saying something very, very similar. He was the one saying that we have like 70 countries who are ready to negotiate with President Trump. Check it out.
I can tell you that there are 50, 60, maybe almost 70 countries now who have approached us. So it's going to be a busy April, May, maybe into June. And Japan is a very important military ally. They're a very important economic ally. And the U.S. has a lot of history with them. So I would expect that Japan's going to get priority just because they came forward very quickly. But it's going to be very busy. And President Trump, again, gave himself maximum negotiating leverage. And just when he achieved the maximum leverage, he's willing to start talking.
Yep. He did. And so the thing is, we're making money, cha-ching, every second that goes by until they get these negotiations sorted out. So it's really, they're the ones on the hot seat to get these things sorted out. But they're paying, you know, they're paying now. It started now. Okay, So there's also this guy. I don't know if I have a picture, his picture. Okay. On this video, I was just showing you this one right here. This guy right here, he's on MSNBC or something. And he's always, he's really in the pocket of the CCP. This guy, he's always the fear-mongering, and he's the one who's putting out, oh, you've got to sell. He's, you know, in the past, we always have, you know, listened to these types of, quote, experts, and we've sold, you know, people who've had stocks have sold their stocks, sold their bonds, sold out, and that is basically the Waterloo trick. If you remember back in the day of the Battle of Waterloo, they came back and they told this scary thing, oh, your side lost, and so everybody sells their stock. They're like, oh, no, we got to get out of the market, but that was not even true. And so then the bad guys came in and scooped up all of the stocks and the bonds and the assets at a greatly reduced price. That's the game they've been playing on us over and over and over, like Lucy with the football. And so now we're not playing this anymore. President Trump said not to be a panican. That is the cutest thing I ever heard. Not to be a panican, and we didn't. You know. Not that we own, not many of us own stocks or bonds, but the point is, people across the country are like, we're just not going to play that game anymore. We're just so over getting played. We've been played and played and played, like, you know, Linus with the, well, not Linus, like Charlie Brown. So this guy, he's basically owned by these people. And so he's their talking head to get everybody to do whatever they want them to do in the market. So basically, whatever that guy says, do the opposite, right? So they were hoping we would have this Black Monday, but we didn't. We did not. So check this out. This is what a lot of great things that came out of what Jesse had to say about what was going on Black Monday. Bottom line, the stock market did not even go down. It actually went up. Instead of having a Black Monday where it's like the world came to an end and the, you know, sky is falling, and then they come in and swoop in and buy all of our assets, it actually went up. Because people, the difference is, we trust President Trump. We trust that he knows what he's doing, and that he is, you know, yes, we're going through a kind of a topsy-turvy, but we are trusting that he's doing this in the right way. We just all do. We just trust him. So anyways, check it out.
To foreign countries. Trump basically said we have to knock off using slave labor and sweatshops. And Democrats in Wall Street were like, no, my flat screen's going to cost an extra $70. Most American workers say it's about damn time.
It is so unfair what's happening to the American worker. They can't compete when you have that kind of unlevel playing field. We're talking about an opportunity, finally, to create a lot of millions of American jobs, middle-class jobs, if we could get it fair. If we're fair, the American technology, creativity, work ethic is going to just do extraordinary things, and we're going to create millions of American jobs with this new paradigm. It's wonderful news.
Every time the stock market got rocked, we bailed them out. But Main Street's never gotten a bailout. Main Street's been in pain for 40 years. What's the market been in pain for 4 days?
Is there pain in the market? Okay, so yeah, and we don't care. We do not care. You people have taken and taken and taken from us, and we don't care. It's time for regular people to catch a break. And that's exactly what our wonderful president is doing. And I love this one. He tells her that's a stupid question. This girl is clearly works for the rich and powerful, cares nothing about regular people in flyover country, how we have taken it on the chin over and over, and President Trump is constantly fighting for us. I just love him, love him, love him.
At some point, you're unwilling to tolerate this idea of a Trump put. Is there a threshold?
I think your question is so stupid. I mean, I think it's I don't want anything to go down. But sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. And we have such a horrible, we have been treated so badly by other countries.
It's crying on CNBC are the same ones who are happy to shut down the entire economy for a virus with a 99% survival rate. Kramer, known to be right almost all of the time, said today was going to be Black Monday.
Okay, and why has he been right all this time? This is the guy, Jim Cramer. Thank you so much, you guys, for telling me that guy's name. Jim Cramer. So I should think like Seinfeld. He's Cramer. So he's generally right because he's directing the people. Not because he's so smart, but because he's directing us, and we always have done basically whatever we were told to do because of the fear-mongering. And we're not doing that now. We just are not... We're not listening to them anymore. That's the difference. It's not that he was wrong. It's that we didn't listen to him. Okay, so he has always marbles in his mouth. It is so hard to understand what he has to say, but I'll go ahead and play it for you. But it's, trust me, you have to listen carefully.
If the president doesn't try to reach out and reward these countries and companies that play by the rules, then the 1987 scenario, the one where we went down 3 days and then down 22% on Monday, has the most cogency.
Okay, what is he saying? He's saying if President Trump doesn't go back and deal and work with these people who've played by the rules, then having a stock market crash has the most cogency. In other words, that's the most likely result, is we're going to have a huge stock market crash as of Monday, which did not happen. But, you know, how have they played by the rules? They play by your rules because you all have gotten rich, but regular people have suffered. And so, you know, you're talking to your people. You're not talking to the regular American people. Aggravate.
We will not have to wait out too long, will we? We'll know by Monday.
Today, the NASDAQ closed higher, and the Dow and S&P were down less than 1%.
There you go. It was higher. How you like that, Cramer? How you like them apples? How do you like that? That's awesome. Isn't that great? It just makes my day for him to be called out. He was wrong. No one's listening to you anymore. No one's listening to you, Cramer. I love it. Everybody say, we're not listening to you, Cramer. We're not listening to any of these people. Now, look, the Fed has just made this meeting, closed board meeting, on the 7th. That was yesterday. Who knows what they ended up meeting about, but you know, they don't really meet that often. You know, they just pretty much have their plan in place and they roll with the plan. But what's happening right now, they had to really sit and think about and talk about, you know, what are we going to do in response to these tariffs that President Trump rolled out. It's anticipated the closed meeting of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, April 7th, will be held under procedures set forth in Section 261B.7, blah, blah, blah. So right there in Washington, D.C., by audio, video, so they did it on Zoom, or whatever, their Zoom. The following matters of official business are tentatively scheduled to be considered at that meeting. All right, so there you go. And I don't have the list of the matters, but you know it's about the tariffs. And so what chips do they have to play in response to the tariffs, similar to the CCP? So, you know, President Trump has been saying that they need to bring down the interest rates. And people are saying, and President Trump posted on his video, on his Truth Social, that this is going to be so he can refinance the debt. And they know that. They know that. So, but they're in a position where, like, you know, they're caught between a rock and a hard place. And so they're going to have to do something because they're getting, railroaded. Love it. All right. So this is biblical. We just read this the other day, but I guess the key verse in all of Revelation chapter 18 is this, and it's clear as a bell that this is what's happening right now. This is the end of their rule over us and the end of their control of the finances. It says in verse 19, they will weep and throw dust on their heads to show their grief. They will cry out, how terrible for that great city. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. And in a single moment, it's all gone. You tell me. That's it. That's exactly what we're seeing. The tariffs are what's doing this. How else could you destroy their financial system? Now, okay, they've stolen from USAID and they've stolen our tax money and all that. And yes, you know, President Trump's going to deal with that too. We clearly know that. But the biggest thing is that they've controlled the commerce. And they basically enslaved people all over the world. Why didn't they want to make the products here in America? It's because we have certain rules and laws that they would have to pay a certain wage and all the different benefits and all of that. So they said, well, forget it. We'll just go and we'll build these products in China or whatever and bring them into America without any tariffs. And so they've gotten so wealthy on the backs of the people. Because our politicians and our CEOs were in on it to enslave humanity. This is what's been going on. And so now all of that is over in a single moment. It is all gone. Verse 19. In a single moment, this is what's the Liberation Day. Verse 19 is really April 2nd. Liberation Day. Liberation not only for America, but also for the people all over the world. There, it won't work anymore for them to use their people in this way. It just doesn't work anymore in the financial system. So rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God, and apostles and prophets, and poor people in China and Venezuela and in Thailand and wherever, you name it. Rejoice. Just watch and see, they're going to be set free. For at last, God has judged you for your sakes. He has avenged you. If you have not seen that video, go to, where can I show this? Go to Rumble, go to my Rumble, and you'll see this one right here, the unpardonable sin. This one right here, we go into, let me back up. This one, I want to make sure you see the picture. This is the one that we talk about, Revelation chapter 18. It was just chapters 21 of the study guide. Let's see if I can grab my study guide super quick. I'm working on that. This is it, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace study guide. And so hopefully you've read the book and you've shared it with your friends. This is what it's talking about in chapter 21 of that study guide. It's she brewed a cup of terror for others. A terror that your life is spent at this job that you're just at their mercy and have just all you do every day is just whatever they tell you and have little of nothing. There's no freedom at all. It's just a slave labor. It's awful. It's awful how they've been treated, and you know their lifespan is so short. They have no hope to just have any time of enjoyment in their lives at all. So awful. See, brew twice as much for her. Yeah. So this is just the beginning of the crying for them. As I was reading to you in Revelation 18, they're crying. Let me see. They'll cry as they watch the smoke ascend. They'll say, where is there another great city as great as this? Where are we going to be able to rob people? We've been robbing people all over the world. There's no other place for us to get that kind of crazy, crazy money and control the people of the world. And it's over. They're crying and crying and crying. They'll, the sounds of harps and flutes and singers, it'll be heard in them no more. It's over. In your streets flowed the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world. It's over. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for rescuing humanity. And he's using the Trump tariffs to do it. That's exactly what's happening. This is where you can find the books right here. I think Songbird put this over into the chat. So you guys, if you aren't familiar with where the books are, I'm going to share the link right now in the chat so you can go grab it. But this is these are the main books. And our study guide is coming up. Our wonderful Tammy has been working so hard to help us get this study guide ready. And with, you know, just she's so wonderful. And so the Major Clues for Minor Prophets is coming up. That one's coming up. All right. So here's how you find it. If you don't have the link, just copy down that link. But if you don't have the link, you can find it by typing End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners. All right. And then if you want to watch the live videos that we've done of all the study guides, they're right there under the freedomforce.live/video-category. I'll go ahead and put that in there, right there in the chat for you guys so you can watch those and catch up on that. And so we're on 22 this week. Have you guys done your homework? Let's see what that chapter is on this week. We are on, okay, last week was Babylon is Fallen, and it's falling because of these tariffs. And so next one is Hallelujah Forever. Hallelujah Forever. And this is the where we have the Lord Jesus coming on the white horse with a sword in his mouth and a flame in his eyes to tear him up, tear them up. So check it out. And also, we have tons of other videos over here for you guys to check out, that we have the biblical astronomy, just so many wonderful things for you to check out. And by the way, we are going on, coming up very soon. We're going to the event in Miami. Here's the link. I'll share that in the link in the chat also. Maybe Songbird, if you can put that into the comment section. This is the event that we're going to go to on, I'll be speaking actually on the 1st. May Day. May Day, May Day. I'm going to be speaking there. And so you can just get a ticket to go there. You can stay at the Trump Doral, or you can just, you know, stay wherever you want to. But it's going to be so fun. And I love to see you guys whenever I go to events. I don't go to that many events. So this is one chance to come and hang out with Nelly. All right. So I hope you guys get to go. So it's charliewardgolf.com/?ref=181. So anyway, that's the code that they gave me to share. All right. Did you guys see this? This is so dumb. Guess what they're threatening? The CCP is threatening that they will black out Hollywood. Does anybody care? Nobody cares. In retaliation against Trump's tariffs, conservatives say, let them. Go ahead, let them. Yeah, that was, we're over that too. We're over these liars. We're over these liars. So, yeah, that was funny that they would say that. And did you guys know, this was back in 1913. Did you see this? I posted this. I want to make sure that you guys had seen it. This is what was happening in 1910. They ratified the 16th Amendment, and then they had the stock market crash, okay? And then they only had the, let's see, what was it? Like 13%? Is it 13%? 18%? Something, some low percent of American people were paying taxes at that time. And then, right during like the war, 40, 41, all this, all of a sudden, everybody starts paying income tax. Percentage of households filing an income tax return. Awful. Did you realize that? I didn't even realize that. I don't think most people did. We just figured that everybody's been paying income tax forever, but that was not the case. That's not the case. They have just run us roughshod, haven't they? And so now we've just, all these years, everybody been paying tax. And then you're going to see it go straight down. Here in a minute, it's going to just go straight down, and very few people are going to be filing income tax because we're going to get external revenue service instead of internal revenue service. And we're really waiting on the House what did he just say? I don't know if I had that post. For them to pass the balanced budget, because he promised Secretary Lutnick, if we have the balanced budget, can we wipe out the taxes, income taxes, for people making $150,000 or less? And he said yes. So get ready. Okay, I don't have a picture of that, but anyway, see what he was just posting earlier today, just before I came on. President Trump said he was going to, he was saying, everybody go ahead and get this balanced budget passed. That right there, a balanced budget. When is the last time? Does anybody know when's the last time we had a balanced budget? Like never. All right. So that's so cool. All right. So here, look at this. Look at the White House website. Look at that. The golden age of America begins right now. How you like that? How you like that? Right there on the White House website. The golden age of America begins right now. I love it. Yay. The golden age we've been waiting for so long. All right. Now, we're all ready for arrests. I know that. You know that. Everybody knows that. We are like just, you know, chomping at the bit. I want to remind you, I saw this with someone, one of the Patriots, one of the 17 Patriots, and I wanted to remind you guys once I saw this that, okay, is everything working? It looks like it's locked up. Want to make sure we're not locked up. Okay, good. It said, those who cannot understand that we cannot simply start arresting without first ensuring the safety and well-being of the population, shifting the narrative, removing those in D.C. through resignation to ensure success, defeating ISIS and MS-13 to prevent fail-safes, freezing assets to remove network-to-network abilities, killing off the chain of command to prevent top-down comms slash organization, et cetera, should not be participating in the discussions. There you go. There you go. So this is, you know, so what'll happen sometimes, because I work really hard to try to keep everyone encouraged and knowledgeable about what's going on, but to keep everybody, you know, understanding that, look, trust the plan. And people come over here and they start, you know, trying to bring everybody down, bring down the vibe. I'm not playing. I'll delete that so quick. I will delete that. We're, you know, if you want to go be a negative Nelly, and I'm not, it's not you guys. It's probably mostly bots. But, you know, whoever wants to do that can go be a bot somewhere else, because we're not playing that. We're going to trust the plan. We're going to trust President Trump. He has proven to us over and over and over and over and over, even with the bullet to his precious head, that he is fighting so hard for us, and I trust that he knows the right way to do this. I certainly did not, and none of us knew, and none of us would have the courage. I'm telling you, I'm just going to lay it out there. None of us would have the genius level and the courage level to do this tariffs. Do y'all understand how he's playing a worldwide game of chicken? This is huge. He just did it, and he won, and he won. He didn't do it 4 years ago. He's doing it now. He's had to do this step by step, by methodical step. So we cannot start the arrest until all these other things are done. One of which is to remove this MS-13. All these gangs who are being removed, and praise the Lord, they just got it approved through by the skin of their teeth, got the Supreme Court to agree that President Trump is full within his rights to remove these illegal immigrant criminals. Hello, that's ridiculous. That, you know, these people are gone. This is a big part of it. You cannot have these arrests happen while the MS-13 are still in our country. And the ISIS. Those have to be, this is why he's attacking these terrorists. He's why he's getting rid of the Houthis. He's getting, you know, all these ones are getting resolved and getting moved out of our country. Pronto. Post haste, right? And so he cannot start the arrests that we're waiting for until the safety and well-being of the population is set in place. We have to make sure that things are safe in our country. I was just explaining this to someone who's from Colombia. Our wonderful friends, you know, PrescribingLife.com, who's helped save my mom's life and helped me, and just amazing, amazing. They know all about how to truly heal. They were asking these questions about, you know, what about that. And I was explaining to them how important it was for us to get this MS-13 gangs out of our country. And see, they're from Colombia, and they know Colombia is run by the gangs. And so they very well understand how they run. They control everything, how they run everything. And you know, how they wish and pray that they could be removed, and they will be. But, you know, let's just first get, you know, America taken care of. All right, so I want you to see that. They can't arrest until they do that, until they make sure everyone is safe and the well-being of the population is ensured. They have to shift the narrative, which we already know has happened because no one's listening to the Kramer or any of the other mainstream media. They have to remove these people in D.C. through these resignations. There's still more and more who are being removed, right, on that. And also to freeze the assets, to remove the network-to-network abilities. Okay, so we already know there's over 3,100 pages, whatever, of the assets over on treasury.gov that have been seized. So all these things have to happen before the arrests, okay? And I love this, Patriot. You are here. We're getting these people out. We're still in the middle of getting these people out of here, okay? So you know that the arrest can't take place until that's done. We were told that long ago. All right, so you see that. Here's the one. I told you I didn't have it, but I do. I do have this post. This is the one where President Trump posted today that the Supreme Court upheld the rule of law in our country by allowing a president, whoever that may be, to be able to secure our borders and protect our families and our country itself. And it's a great day for America. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Supreme Court. But you know that all these women... It was a 5-4 decision. Basically, the four women on there voted to keep the illegal immigrant criminals. It's just embarrassing to be a woman. I'm really disgusted. I'm so disappointed that they wouldn't try to protect people from these criminals. What is their, what? And I really thought Amy Coney Barrett was smarter than that. I guess she's under control. Is she one of them? I don't know. It's just beyond me, But thankfully, the court agreed. They upheld the rule of law that our president has these rights to remove these illegal immigrants and they're criminals, and protect our families. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, Supreme Court. At least five of you. Not thank you to Amy Coney Barrett. Embarrassing. Okay, this is really great. I want you to see this. This is the Epoch Times has this great report about that they found a treatment to completely remove the rectal cancer in every person who participated. I want you guys to hear this. This is really exciting news. And so you might want to check into this more and be a part of what they're doing. And they're moving it on to other cancers. And so it's very, very exciting. Check this out. I say that. Okay, where is it? Oh, no. Okay, I don't have it. Okay, so well, I'll play another video and then I will, and then I'll go and try to grab that because I want you to hear what he has to say. All right, so let's do this one. This one is this Ryan Routh. Unbelievable, this guy. Did you guys hear this? This is unbelievable. The DOJ revealed that Trump assassin Ryan Routh tried to buy military weapons from Ukraine to kill President Trump, including a rocket launcher. Can you imagine? This is what the DOJ has revealed. Thank you, Pam Bondi, for revealing this. He's trying to buy a freaking rocket launcher from Ukraine. Basically, our tax dollars sending rocket launchers to Ukraine that he would get, and they would basically sell those back to him as an assassin to kill President Trump in the plane. This is what they were up against. Routh asked the Ukrainian military for a Stinger or RPG to take out President Trump because Trump would be bad for Ukraine. This guy, he's either crazy or he's a homicidal maniac. Whatever it is, it's outrageous. He goes on to say the weapons of war that are paid for and supplied by the U.S. military get lost all the time in battle and no one would even miss it. Has Ukraine illegally smuggled U.S. weapons to kill other world leaders or state enemies? Most importantly, the Ukrainian government knew all about the Trump assassination in advance. Did they warn anyone? No, they did not. This is what it looks like. This is what these people, what they've been up to. And so now it's being exposed. This is our, tell me again why we have the FBI and the CIA. They're not doing anything. They're worthless. They're worse than worthless because they're in on it. It just came out on my last video. I talked about this, that we found out that Elon discovered that they were trying to hide a terabyte of data that proved that they were sending money over to the Iraqi leaders and to the Taliban. So tell me again, why do we have the CIA and the FBI? Okay, that was on the one that was like the horrible information. What was the name of that one? This one right here. This one, the chess Doge horrible discovery. That one right there, Doge horrible discovery. Check that one out if you haven't seen that one. Unbelievable. Okay, I'm going to try to go grab this video. I'm going to go try to grab this super quick. If I can do it super, super quick. Let me see. This one is Epoch Times because I want you to hear this. Nope. Okay, I don't have it. Cancer. Let me see if I can find it. Super, super quick for you guys. Okay. Okay, where is it? Why is it not playing? All right, maybe it's on. Here we go. I think it's right here. I do have it. I do. Okay. Maha. All right, so here we go.
Moved the rectal cancer. According to the results of this study right here, researchers, for the first time, have found a treatment that completely removed the rectal cancer in every patient that participated in the trial, with no chemo, no radiation, and no surgery. Furthermore, the therapy that they're testing, they have none of the toxic side effects of other popular cancer treatments. And so let's go through the details of the study together. In this study group, the researchers had 12 patients, all suffering from mismatch repair deficient stage 2 or stage 3 rectal adenocarcinomas, which is a type of cancer. And normally, people with this type of cancer would undergo debilitating treatments such as chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or even in extreme cases, they would have to be fitted with colostomy bags. However, the patients in this particular study did not undergo any of those treatments. And instead, they were given a certain type of monoclonal antibody every 3 weeks for a period of 6 months. And according to the results section of the study, all the patients, they went into remission, and they went from having advanced cancer to instead having no trace of tumors, which according to Dr. Andrea Sirsik, who was one of the lead researchers in this particular trial, is something that they have never seen before.
Wow. Wow. This is, you know, for those who are truly good cancer doctors who are wanting the true cure, many of them just have had to work within the AMA, and many of them maybe are brainwashed into thinking the AMA has been working for the good of the people. This is so exciting for them. And it, when they are told that they can't use some of these things, then they'll be like, what? That's outrageous. This is clinical trials have proved that this is helping people. Similar to the video I just did the other day, another one where we were talking about how the immunities are being built up on that guy who did not get the COVID. This one right here, Freedom, the one key to life extension, you know, basically MedBed therapy. So, you know, this is the kinds of things that will wake up these doctors. And so I'm just really anxious for RFK to really jump on it. I don't know why things are going a little slower with RFK and even with Kash Patel, some of the things that he's doing. And I just have to trust that they're doing it in the right way and the right timing, because there are a lot of other moving parts right now. I can see that maybe with all these tariffs going on, President Trump might have said, we have to wait until I get this issue resolved, and then we can move on to the next things. I'm just guessing that might be the reasoning for some of these things that are being going a little more slowly, or things that are happening that we don't quite understand. I trust Cash. We were told on the board that Cash, you know, a name to remember, you know, before I ever even heard of a person named Kash Patel. I think that, you know, he's a good guy. I just don't understand some of these things. And I just bottom line, you know, no matter what's the situation with RFK or Cash, I trust Trump. I trust President Trump beyond words. All right, so I'm going to show you one other quick thing. I just found, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew about this. This is super, super cool. For those of you who have not looked into this, I want you to look into it just to see if this is something that it would save you money. It was saving us $1,200 a year plus to use Q Streaming. Okay, I'm going to put the link in the chat. But what's so cool is, and we also get like all these sports channels. We get the 1,000+ channels. We get, and we also get to use it anywhere on 5 devices. And like I said, we're saving $1,200 a year. So that's pretty, pretty exciting. But I wanted you to see this. So when I go on my laptop or on any device, let's say a laptop, iPad, a phone, whatever, wherever you are, you log in and it takes you to this screen right here, and you can watch live TV. And this is what it looks like right there. So you've got all these channels, so many channels to pick from. And you can get lots of local channels. You can get, all kinds of kid channels. You've got music channels, you've got movie channels, you got sports channels, you got Bally Sports, all faith channels, you know, NBA, NFL, on and on and on and on it goes. I don't know. I was thinking it was 1,000+, but I think they said it was like even more than that. But anyway, so I wanted you guys to see that because it's pretty cool. And it's, like I said, it saved us $1,200 a year, which is a nice chunk of change. So I'll put the link over here. It's actually, let me see if I can type this in. It is freedomforce.myqstreaming.com. Yeah, freedomforce.myqstreaming.com. Let me type this in one more time. freedomforce.mycue. It's not like Q. The letter Q. It's mycuestreaming.com. I'll put this over in the links just in case this is something that would help out your family, because that's what I'm, you know, always about, is helping everybody else out too. All right, so let me see if I can get this and pop it into the chat. So this is the streaming service. Okay. So check. I just thought you might not even know that was available to use that on your 5 different devices, wherever you are, which is super cool. So, you know, as long as you have internet, that's the only thing. You have to have internet service. Those are all the local channels. Those are all the ABC channels in Boise and Juneau, Alaska and Kansas City. I mean, just on and on it goes. So pretty much wherever, whatever you're wanting to look at, you can find it. We were somewhere and my brother-in-law was wanting to watch some kind of a ball game and we were able to find it. I mean, it's kind of a nice situation when you're, especially when you're away from home. All right. So I want you to see that. And that's it. Everything is over on the website. If you ever want to know like what our true social media is, and it's a real Melly, you can go right here onto the social media and you can find the real Melly because there's some fake Mellies out there. And then this is all the information about the health that that you can use to help to get your health in really great shape. The playlist right here, over 1,000 videos about how this is biblical. So check that out if you want to learn about biblical astronomy and all that. And also if you want to share with people about the end times, go to freedomforce.live/endtimes. End times also have the audiobooks right here and the scripture songs. If you haven't checked out my scripture songs, I've recorded 900 scripture songs years and years ago. And I think that's one of the things that really helped me to decode the book of Revelation because I have so much scripture memorized. All right. I think that's everything. I think that's it. All right. Let's pray. Let's pray. Is there anything else? I'll be over in the live chat for just a little bit. Oh, I froze. I'm back. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, again. We praise you and thank you that this is the end times for these creeps. Thank you, Lord, that they're crying, but we are rejoicing. And thank you, Lord, that this is the end of their enslavement of humanity. Thank you, Lord, for our wonderful president and how courageous he is and how smart he is. Thank you for these wonderful ones on the that are white hats that are working so hard for humanity. And we just ask that very soon we'll see the destruction of our enemies and they'll have no power left and we'll be able to remove them. We're going to wait on your timing. We know that you are leading this plan and we know that you know the best timing and the best way to do it. And we're not going to worry one little bit because we just are going to enjoy the show and watch what you are doing. And I just thank you that you've awakened so many people so that we don't listen to them anymore, whether it's through the fake news or through the fake news about the markets or whatever. You are leading us with a shout. You are leading us across the Red Sea. You're leading us so that we are going to have a beautiful days in the golden age. And we just love you and we thank you. We praise you. And I just ask your blessing on every one of the battalion members. I just thank you for each one of them and bless them. We also specifically ask for you to bless Cheyenne and his beautiful wife with their baby to be that you will just do a miracle and heal this precious baby. We just trust that you are able and that you have a perfect plan in this. And we just ask for a miracle for this little one. And we ask all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you. I'm so glad to be hang out with you guys. I'm going to jet. I'm going to be on the chat for just a little bit longer. Like I said, don't forget, you can check out all the goodies over on freedomforce.live. So many things for you to have over there to get tons and tons of resources for you guys. And I guess that's it. Let's just get, you know what I do. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.